4. The Caligasta 100 After Rebellion. When the final roll was called, the corporeal members of the prince's staff were found to have aligned themselves as follows. Van and his entire court of coordination had remained loyal. Aang and 3 members of the Food Council had survived. The Board of Animal Husbandry were all swept into rebellion, as were all of the Animal Conquest advisors. Fat and 5 members of the educational faculty were saved. Nod and all of the Commission on Industry and Trade joined Caligasta. Hap and the entire College of Revealed Religion remained loyal with Van and his noble band. Lut and the whole Board of Health were lost. The Council of Art and Science remained loyal in its entirety, but Tut and the Commission on Tribal Government all went astray. Thus were 40 out of the 100 saved, later to be transferred to Jerusalem, where they resumed their paradise journey. The 60 members of the planetary staff who went into rebellion chose Nod as their leader. They worked wholeheartedly for the rebel prince, but soon discovered that they were deprived of the sustenance of the system life circuits. They awakened to the fact that they had been degraded to the status of mortal beings. They were indeed superhuman, but, at the same time, material and mortal. In an effort to increase their numbers, Caligasta ordered immediate resort to sexual reproduction, knowing full well that the original 60 and their 44 modified Andonite associates were doomed to suffer extinction by death. Sooner or later. After the fall of Dalmatia, the disloyal staff migrated to the north and the east. Their descendants were long known as the Nodites, and their dwelling place as the Land of Nod. The presence of these extraordinary supermen and superwomen, stranded by rebellion and presently mating with the sons and daughters of Earth, easily gave origin to those traditional stories of the gods coming down to mate with mortals. And thus originated the 1001 legends of a mythical nature, but founded on the facts of the post-rebellion days, which later found a place in the folk tales and traditions of the various peoples whose ancestors had participated in these contacts with the Nodites and their descendants. The staff rebels, deprived of spiritual sustenance, eventually died a natural death. And much of the subsequent idolatry of the human races grew out of the desire to perpetuate the memory of these highly honored beings of the days of Caligasta. When the staff of 100 came to Urantia, they were temporarily detached from their thought adjusters. Immediately upon the arrival of the Melchizedek receivers, the loyal personalities, except Van, were returned to Jerusalem and were reunited with their waiting adjusters. We know not the fate of the 60 staff rebels. Their adjusters still tarry on Jerusalem. Matters will undoubtedly rest as they now are until the entire Lucifer rebellion is finally adjudicated and the fate of all participants decreed. It was very difficult for such beings as angels and midwayers to conceive of brilliant and trusted rulers like Caligasta and Caligasta going astray, committing traitorous sin. Those beings who fell into sin, they did not deliberately or premeditatedly enter upon rebellion, were misled by their superiors, deceived by their trusted leaders. It was likewise easy to win the support of the primitive-minded evolutionary mortals. The vast majority of all human and superhuman beings who were victims of the Lucifer rebellion on Jerusalem and the various misled planets have long since heartily repented of their folly. And we truly believe that all such sincere penitents will in some manner be rehabilitated and restored to some phase of universe service when the Ancients of Days finally complete the adjudication of the affairs of the Satania Rebellion, which they have so recently begun.